Reptilian Democrat stronghold.
A new world order.
Kyle.
About the world being flat, right?
Was it?
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
They sound crazy, so who cares? But it could totally 100% be true, because we know the government is lying about every single thing.
Truthers and conspiracy junkies to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones. And as it's cold as fuck outside and the wind is blowing, the wind is also blowing in the political sphere, because Big Daddy Trump has come home and he's taken everybody's toys away and they can't play anymore. And everybody is up in arms. And there is something to talk about, whether you are on the right, you are on the left, you're a libertarian, or if you're just sitting back eating popcorn and watching the show, there's something to talk about. And I figured, you know what, as I just teamed up with Red Pill Threads, and if you didn't know, you should know, go check out redpillthreads.com right now to get your fire ass shirts and become a walking meme today. Anyways, I brought on one of the family members of Red Pill Threads, and that would be Julie, the pretty patriot. And I am so happy to have you on, because you are one of those fearless motherfuckers out there, and you don't care if you get censored. You don't censor yourself. You just say it how it is. And welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the compliments, by the way. I appreciate that.
Yes, very much so. So, you know, one of the things that I like to ask people when they first come on my show for the first time, and a lot of people will go through different stages where they're like, wow, this is kind of fucked up. This is kind of fucked up. And I call those red pilling moments. But there's always one moment in somebody's life, and truthers and truth seekers like to call it the red pill moment, but I like to call it the, oh shit, this isn't what I thought it was moment. Do you remember what your, oh shit, this isn't what I thought it was moment?
For me, my oh shit moments, it's a little bit of 9/11 was a big red pill moment for me, learning about everything behind 9/11 with Bush, everything going down with that. It's where I started to awaken a little bit, but what really, really sent everything over the edge was everything that we've dealt with in 2020, and things that happened throughout Trump's presidency, his first term. I think 9/11 for me was the little glimmer of what the fuck is going on here. There's no way that this was what they told us it was. And fast forward into us being forced into a pandemic, being locked inside our homes, what they did to Trump during his presidency, everything within that. That's when I said, this is fucking bullshit. We're being lied to. The government hates us. And it's taken off ever since then. It's a very stressful life, as you know, being awake, isn't it?
Very much so. It's to the point where you can't have a normal life, because people that you know and love are not awakened, and you have to dumb yourself down in order to have a conversation with these people. And it's kind of belittling to yourself to have to do that.
Absolutely. As a hairstylist, I deal with this on a regular basis. I'm born and raised in Massachusetts. I still work in Massachusetts, and the shit I have to hear come out of clients' mouths in a very heavily unawake, woke area, liberal area, if you will, it's actually mind-blowing to me. And because it's my business, I have to dumb myself down, watch what I say, throw little red pills in there, make people think. But it's truly fascinating to know how other people's minds work, but it's also very painful to have to shut up and be in this position.
So, you know, You cut out, actually both of us cut out because my internet took a shit when you were explaining your red pill moment. And I heard you say 9/11, and then I heard you say what really woke you up was basically going through the plandemic. And you work in a salon, so I'm assuming that hit you pretty hard. You were home. Is that what made you decide to start speaking out? Because it takes a big fucking set of balls to come out publicly and start speaking. You're going to lose friends, you're going to lose family, and in a position that you're in, you're going to lose money because you're going to lose clients potentially as well, right? And you know, there's a lot of grown ass men that don't have the balls that you do. So what was it that was going on? Well, it's true. You know, we live in a world where it's like okay and almost cool to feminize men, you know, like I don't know when it started being okay. I think it had to do with Lil Wayne wearing fucking skinny jeans and talking about having a gun in his purse.
Little trickles all began with there. I think it got the feminization. I think that's gotten eased in little by little. And then it just went full force within the last, you know, last decade, I guess. Yeah. It's gotten really, really bad.
Well, the alphabet community hasn't made it any better.
No, not at all. Not at all. And to that respect, I feel bad for people that, you know, they might be gay or what have you. And they're just trying to live their lives. We have so many gay Republicans, gay conservatives, everything like that. And I feel bad for the community of them that these people are taking it to a whole fucking other level, the alphabet community. It's absolutely bananas. There's a lot of, I think, extremism is like the key word for what's going on in the past few years. Everything is just like to the complete extreme at this point.
100%. But I do love the fact that even within that community, they've been able to break off and find a faction because, you know, like, yes, I am right leaning 100%. And I will wear a t-shirt that says right wing extremists just to fucking piss people off, because why not fuck your feelings? Mm-hmm. But I've never in my life had a problem with gay people. I judge people on the content of their character. The problem that I have is the fact that you're trying to push this on people that shouldn't even be talking about sex, even if it has to do with straight sex. It shouldn't be a topic. It shouldn't be talked about. And what happens behind closed doors between two consenting adults happens behind closed doors. It shouldn't come into the classroom. And that's where we have an issue with it. And that's where a lot of my gay friends have an issue with it. And, you know, that's why we have gays against groomers, which I fucking hat tip to those people that started that, you know.
That's the biggest thing. And that's the biggest argument. Like, first of all, when did our entire personalities turn into who we fuck? Like, when as a country did we make our entire personalities that? A lot of us, or the majority of us, I don't think anybody really cares what people do behind closed doors. Don't be bringing kids into it. Don't be hurting children. Don't be hurting other people. Our biggest argument for a lot of us, the people that are awake or, you know, even right-leaning, what have you, leave the fucking kids alone. But as we've all seen in this country in this last 4 years, especially, the children are being groomed. The children are being dragged into it. You know, on what fucking planet did we ever think we were going to see drag queen story hour? On what planet do you think San Francisco, there's a gay pride parade that, you know, the virtuous woke parents are bringing their fucking small children to, and there's people fucking each other and there's people naked on the street. And excuse me if I'm swearing too much, but it's absolutely asinine to be dragging children into this, and it's grooming them, and it's not healthy. And that also leads into the argument of, you know, transgenderism. You have parents that say, oh, my son's identifying as a female now. My kid's identifying as a different gender. Why the fuck are we doing this? Why are we normalizing this? And why are we making this okay? And how is there a population of people that they don't see this as a problem?
And the reason that they don't see that as a problem is because they're virtue signaling. And I was getting into almost this topic, but not this topic, but the topic of doing what you think is right, even though you're in the complete fucking wrong. And I call those people surface dwellers because they haven't done the research and into the backstory of everything, right? And the easiest way to say the surface dwellers is the Black Lives Matter protest people. And I'm sure you had friends that were a part of that, right? And it's like, maybe you didn't. But
personally, on this point, not really.
right. I went to school with people and I saw their posts and shit. And I'm like, wow, really? You're at that? But I know that person. And I know that right. If they knew the backstory of Black Lives Matter, the organization, and what the whole Maoist agenda is behind that whole push, then they wouldn't have wanted anything to do with it. But what they see is, well, I don't think racism is a good thing. No, racism is fucking stupid. Like, of course, racism is dumb. I'm going to get out there and hold a sign that Black Lives Matter because, of course, Black Lives Matter, right? But what we've done now is we've diluted that and muddied the water so much to where we have somebody named Matt Walsh making a movie that actually holds relevance. What is a woman? And you can ask these people on the left who know damn well that a woman is an adult female. That is all adult female human being. That is all you need to fucking know. But they cannot answer that simple fucking question because there's this virtue to it, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to be on the side of the good people. And even if you have these questions, you're not allowed to ask these questions because they bastardize and eat their own and they see it happening. And the beautiful thing about that is I had my daughter on recently who is 19 years old or 20 actually. And she is going through this. She went through high school with this, with the transgender movement and all this. And her aunt is actually a leftist person and her best friends have two transgender kids. And no, they don't have two transgender kids. Unfortunately, they have two fucking retarded parents that need to go to therapy is what they fucking have.
Absolutely.
And I don't know where I was going with this point was, but it's like if people truly knew, right? Because I've gotten to debates with her aunt and her aunt is like to the point, well, these kids couldn't possibly like two kids in one family. Like, what are the chances? And I'll tell you, it's two different things. It's the first thing that I just said, A, retarded fucking parents that need mental help themselves. Mm-hmm. And then two is all these goddamn extra chemicals, hormones, and all this shit that's being pumped into our children because these vaccines went from when we were kids in to like a handful of vaccines, which we didn't need either, to freaking countless, right? Mm-hmm. And so what it's doing is it's fucking with their hormones to the point where their body is telling them that they don't know what this is, not to mention the fucking brainwashing that's coming through the media and these fucking left-leaning teachers that they have in these schools.
Oh yeah, they're getting indoctrinated in these schools. You know, it's a scary thing to even send your child to a public school, you know, anywhere, let alone a blue state. And, you know, you worry about that as a parent. You know, I'm a mom of a 10, almost 11 year old. And it's the shit I worry about every time. Now, thankfully, my son's school, they know about me. They know I'm very vocal and I don't put up with anybody's shit. And thankfully, I've never personally had to deal with anything like that. But something as simple as you have these teachers and we see them on social media all the time, you know, that they won't fly an American flag in the classroom, but they have a fucking trans flag hanging up in the classroom. Certain books that we're seeing that these children have in their libraries and their schools that are okay, that are sexually explicit. Again, all back to there is no reason why we need to be drilling anything of a sexual nature into a child's mind. It's grooming children. It's child abuse. And another thing with, you know, the transgender situation for younger kids or teenagers, preteens, you know, growing up, I think a big thing for a lot of kids is they want to fit in somewhere, right? So I think a lot of these kids too, they don't even know what the fuck they're doing, but they want to belong to something. So like, yeah, I'm a fucking they, them. Yeah, I'm going to identify as a fucking cat. Yeah, I'm going to be part of this. And I think they want to join into it and they don't even know what they're doing. And then back to your virtuous parents at home. Oh, yeah, honey, I support you. What are your fucking pronouns? It's a collective effort. And it's, you know, it's scary that one, we can't send our kids to school. It's scary that parents are allowing this and parents are doing this. I think the core of all of this is mental health, which you had mentioned, but it does make it extremely difficult when things you mentioned, like a vaccination or series or rounds of vaccines, chemtrails, the shit that's in our air, the food we're eating, the dyes, everything. It makes it a challenge to try to keep your kids safe from this. And it's so important at home to drill this in your kids. And not only at home, as a society and a nation fighting against this bullshit. And, you know, with Trump and his administration, yes, we're only a couple weeks in, and let's, you know, God willing, he holds up to everything he claims he has. But we are seeing a little bit of a trend where we're done with the bullshit. We're going to end this. You know, especially when it comes down to these sexually related matters and men and women's locker rooms, men and women's bathrooms. I think the tide is turning for a lot of this. I think a lot of people in this country are fed up with this, but damage has also been done in the process of that, too. It's very, very scary. I think a lot of us, we're all very worried about our kids and what happens with our kids.
So you're a big Trump supporter, and you know, I've been on the Trump train to the fullest extent, to where I was what is considered nowadays a Q-tard. Mm-hmm. And so I was deciphering the Q drops and the boards and everything, and I was fully on board until somebody named Amy Says What the Fuck went on a show called Black Pill Radio and basically broke down the occultic ties that the Trump bloodlines has going back, way back. And so knowing that and the dark things that I dive into this show, I had to not just look over that. However, I like to be positive, and I would really, really like me to be wrong about this. And, you know, I do see things going Trump's way in our benefit, too, because he wants to leave a legacy, because he is such a vain person that the best legacy that he could possibly leave for himself is seeing America at what it is now, on the brink of being flipped over on its head and given over to a communist regime. Basically a one world government once the United States collapses, and being the person that can change that and having his face on Mount Rushmore. And I think it will happen. And I hope it happens. But there's also a lot of people in my community that think that he's going to usher in the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. And so I can't overlook a lot of the things that, that go along with that. But do you think that in the first term, what really grabbed me, and here's where I was coming at with the beginning, is I was on the Trump train 100%. And here's what really, really got me with him, where I was like, fuck yes, I'm rocking with this dude. And it was the fact that he said, my administration will not stop until we have fully eradicated human trafficking from the world or from the planet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck yeah, motherfucker. Let's go. I am 100% down with that, because that was part of what I was all about, is just let's stop this fucking shit. Unfortunately, his administration was not on board with fully eradicating child sex trafficking, child labor, sex trafficking, sex labor, and human trafficking, because a majority of them were involved in this and actively working against him to stop him from succeeding. Do you think that he learned from his mistakes and put the right people in, or do you think that the snakes just got smarter and figured out a way to blend into the grass better? What the shiza is up, my fellow conspiracy junkies? Seriously, though, have you guys checked out charismictruestore.com yet? If you haven't, stop what you're doing right now and go check it out, because I am telling you guys right now, if you're looking for truther gear, this is the place that you want to be. I like the store so much that I made this little jingle for it. So, hey, yo, DJ Don't Exist, play that track I like. Bitch, let's go.
Welcome to the truth. Welcome to the light. Flat Earth revelations. Everything's alright. Clothes that fit your vibe. truth tonight. CoolResMeTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so come. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again and again. Flat Earth fashion trend. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. CoolResMeTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so come. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again and again. Get your gear again and again. Flat Earth fashion trend. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. CoolResMeTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so come. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again.
So I think, to answer your question, I think with his first term, you know, from what we see, Donald Trump is a very intelligent man and he's a great businessman, deal maker. And I think he is a very vain guy from time to time. And his legacy, I do think he would want that to live on and people would know, yeah, Trump did that. With his first term, I think a lot of what he tried to do, I think got hindered a little bit. You know, we saw a lot with Russia, the whole situation with that. I think he underestimated the kick in the balls he was going to get with the swamp and the people within Washington, D.C. Now, in comparison from his first term to the term that he's serving now, now granted, it's been, again, like 2 weeks. I think even prior to getting in, I think he knows he absolutely cannot fuck around. 4 years is not a long time. I mean, with the condition that this country is in regards to trafficking and everything with that, 4 years is not a long time. He can't run again. This is his last term. I think he's using his due diligence from what he learned in his first term to totally kick ass this time around. If you look at something like the border, not to get off topic, but the border situation, we've had open borders, you know, 2022 alone, 2.4 million came across that border. Now, what's coming across that border? We obviously know there's drugs, but there's coyotes and they're bringing small children. The uptick in child trafficking that we've seen because of that border being open is astronomical. I think a lot of what he's done with the border and the fact that the Biden administration, I think it's what, 300,000 kids went missing. And within 2 weeks, Trump's been able to recover, if you will, 80,000 children. When the Biden administration got into office, they had eliminated.
I'd like to stop you right there because that is a huge, huge fucking win. And we can't overlook the wins because they've come so far few in between. And now, like Trump said, we're going to win so much, you're going to be tired of winning. And we have to take these wins and we really have to appreciate them. But with this win, you have to think about those children and what the fuck they went through, their lives are fucked up for the rest of their lives. Like for the rest of their lives, they are going to be beyond help from any kind of therapy for the shit that they had to go through. And that is because of your Biden administration that you motherfuckers are so happy about. And these people that you're out there protesting against right now are the people that are saving these motherfuckers. They're working to save these people that you should be out there fighting for. Instead, you're working against them and they're actually fighting for you. You're just too stupid to fucking see it.
Absolutely. And the Biden administration coming in when they did, you know, with Trump's first term in regards to child trafficking and saving kids, there was, I believe it was an executive order. Or there was some sort of order that had gone into place with DNA testing with people coming across the border. Say you have a small child with an adult, they were DNA tested. If that didn't match up, they would seek out the child's family, what have you. Biden administration came in, knocked all that shit out of there. So I think there were glimmers of things that Trump was trying to do in his first term to solve that and help with that. And I think everything's really kicked into high gear now. And to what you just said, you know, I think anything with childhood trauma, right, and the shit people go through as a kid, you are fucked for a long time, unless, you know, you can go to therapy, you can work on that, but there's irreparable damage that have been done to these kids, and it's absolutely horrific. So I genuinely think everything that's kicked into gear with the border now is going to be huge against that. Now, with that being said, something I'm not too thrilled about with Trump, but I know Pam Bondi, our current attorney general, has discussed this, is how many people are waiting for that Epstein list to come out? How many of us have been waiting? You know, a lot of us in this community, we know the majority of the people that are on this list. We understand it's Hollywood. We know Hollywood is a cesspool. It's corrupt. It's all these people, you know, the Diddy thing being the surface of this. We know how many politicians. Let's get that fucking Epstein list out there, man. Let's get that out there and let's really go to work on this and nip this in the bud. There's so many people sitting in Washington right now that are involved in this that are probably shitting their pants because of what Trump's doing. But we got to get that out there. We have to recover these kids and we have to put a stop to it.
Man, I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm going to go ahead. Oh, shit. What's going on here? I can't escape. That's going to be all bad. Hang on. Exit full screen. I'm sorry. I never have dead air, you guys. So I'll have to edit that out. But I think that's a good part to bring in this video that I'm about to play. And I don't think that it's mentioned in this video, but I just brought up that, I mean, my listeners know because a lot of them came on when I was still wearing my Q hat. But, you know, this Diddy thing, this Epstein thing, a lot of these things are happening that Q said was going to happen. Now, just because they didn't happen on the timeline that the Anons said that they would does not necessarily mean that Q was wrong. And we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, everybody knows that I have my questions about Trump and his dealings with the occult, his bloodlines, to the T. Is he working for Israel? You know, pulling that chair out the other day wasn't a good look, but I'm going to play this video, you guys, and it's pretty long, but it's worth it. So I'm going to play this and I would love to get your take.
This video is going to be super unpopular. There's no winning here. So yesterday, Trump announced that he wants to send American troops to take Gaza for America. And at first glance, this is like BB's wet dream. And he seems like he's eating it up because this has been the plan all along. They were never here for peace. They never wanted the hostages. They wanted to flatten Gaza and colonize it with more Israeli settlers until eventually Gaza is no more. Then they can turn to the West Bank and deal with that. And America's been kicked in the dick by Israel so many times for so long that it makes perfect sense to just take that read of the situation. Trump has accepted huge amounts of money from Zionists like the Adelsons. He's got all kinds of Zionist ties. He's proclaimed his allegiance to Israel many, many times. But when we try to give an explanation for what we see in the world, you have to actually see, like, what is actually happening, every little thing about it has to be explained by your thesis. If there's something that's not explained by it, then your thesis might be wrong, because the real explanation for what's really going on explains everything that's going on. And if there's something off, you should look at that. Before we get too deep into this, let's be clear. I am not optimistic. I am super concerned. Either that Trump is going to do a half-assed job of this and then Israel will swoop in and continue what they started, or that Trump is playing everybody and it's really just a play for his donors from Israel and it's actually just an Israel thing. But there are pieces of evidence of what's going on here that point to a bigger play that we should all at least be aware of. And one can hope. Okay, so here is the part that doesn't make sense. Trump and Bibi's relationship has been strained lately. It's been weird. Trump has recently reshared Jeffrey Sachs calling Netanyahu a deep, dark son of a bitch. Trump has snubbed Bibi on a number of occasions, and Bibi did not attend Trump's inauguration after Trump said some stuff that maybe caused some friction. It's hard to say. And then the internet started to notice that it doesn't look like Trump told Bibi about this announcement before the press conference where he announced it. Here, check this out.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site, and get rid of the...
Obviously, you got to watch that for yourself and come up with your own interpretation. Bibi is trying to stay behind a poker face. It's hard to tell what he's thinking. But based on his body language, I think there's at least a reasonable chance that he didn't know about this in advance. And if that's true, it kind of forces a reassessment of what's going on here. But let's do our best to step into Trump's shoes and look at this from something like his perspective and try to figure out what he thinks is going on. And I'm not saying I endorse this, and I'm not saying that I think that Trump is right. I don't have a good solution, because any solution where you let Palestine and Israel keep doing what they're doing will inevitably end in more bloodshed. It just will. Either you move all the Jews out and you get rid of Israel and that's full of bloodshed and problems, or you let Israel ethnically cleanse and genocide Gaza, and that's duh. And so what Trump is doing is he's stepping in and putting the American military in Gaza and taking Gaza as an American space. And if you really think about it, that actually takes a huge amount of power away from Israel if you do that with a uncorrupted American government. In order to be uncorrupted, you'd have to do things like shut down USAID, hamstring the CIA, arrest Jeffrey Epstein, you know? You'd also have to expose their media control over the narrative so that way we can have an accurate assessment of what's really going on over there. And if you did all that and put American boots on the ground in Gaza, not only would Israel no longer be able to raid Palestinian homes in the middle of the night and take children prisoner for no reason, they wouldn't be able to carpet bomb civilian infrastructure because it'd be full of Americans. They wouldn't be able to block foreign aid into the country because it would be Americans. They wouldn't be able to gang rape Palestinians because they'd be protected by Americans. They wouldn't be able to occupy and continuously settle more and more land, in at least in Gaza, potentially not in the West Bank, because it would be Americans. And Hamas, which has been propped up by Israel and the corrupt deep state here in order to continue and perpetuate this conflict, would no longer be in control in order to perpetuate this conflict, because it would be Americans. And in an ideal world, it would be fucking Palestinians, and the Israelis would have never even moved in and tried to take all this land for themselves, dating all the way back to like 1900. But that's, you know, we're past that part. But until Trump reveals his buddy Tesla's time machine and we go back and like erase the ballot, you know, we can't undo what has been done. We have to deal with the present situation, and we have to try to find a solution that has the least bloodshed possible. And while there are some serious colonial and ethnic cleansing concerns of moving all the Palestinians out and rebuilding the whole place in like an American image and allegedly allowing them to move back in, which I am super skeptical of, not to mention even theorizing that they're going to leave willingly in the first place. Like, it sounds like...
Okay, there's already a lot to unpack right there. So, I love this move. And I love this move because this is... I kind of referenced Trump as Daddy came back home in the beginning of this episode. And this is almost like two siblings fighting over the fucking Xbox. And Dad is like, you know what, motherfuckers, and unplugs it. It's like, nobody's playing with it. It's mine. And I feel like that is a power move. And he also brought up, Yahoo's fucking face when this shit was being announced, and he was clearly like oh fuck, now I have to put on a poker face. And he did kind of have that smirk like, oh, okay, this motherfucker. Oh, that's your move. Like, so I do see a lot of power plays here that is in the best interest of America. And what is also would potentially stop a lot of bloodshed, which is, I don't see any other alternative, because we all see what's going on, right? And we can all sit back and, as conspiracy theorists, we can say, look, they lied to us about this, they lied to us about that. The transgender books that they were burning in Nazi Germany was the same, or the books that they were burning in Nazi Germany are the same transgender books that we want to get out of our fucking schools today, type of thing. But what is the solution? We can fucking point our fingers, but is the solution really a Holocaust? Like, no, that can't be the fucking solution. So what I see here is a pretty fucking boss move. It's just take the ball away so they can't fucking play anymore.
Yeah, I think a big part of it too is Trump coming back, you know, like you said, daddy's home kind of thing. I think a big part of it is trying to establish a little bit of dominance here with the United States, right? And like standing ground and standing on business a little bit here. I really don't know what would be a solution at this point. This is going to keep on going with Israel and Palestine stepping in. I know in regards of what he was saying in that video, people are concerned of things with Iran, or it's like him holding his balls out to Iran by having, you know, American leverage over there. I definitely think he did not give Netanyahu the heads up that this was going down. He kind of just said it right there at the podium, and he had nothing better to do than be like, oh, okay, and take it. You know, the U.S. has so many.
What are you going to do at that point, right? What,
yeah, exactly.
What can you do? You're going to expose yourself if you fucking outburst.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is what it is. And that was obviously, you know, intentional, or I would assume, knowing Trump, that was intentional. I think with this issue, just with any issue, it's going to be so split down the middle. There's, you know, with how people feel about it. I don't see it as a problem, because what the fuck else are we going to do? And if you want to have the kumbaya version about it, like, Trump wants to bring peace to the world. He claims, he speaks of that. Is he solely capable of doing that? Who knows? But something like this, you know, maybe this is what we need. We've seen in the past couple of years a lot of irate Americans about everything going on in Palestine. So hopefully, you know, American citizens can be happy about this. The world can be happy about this. And I really have no problem with it. I see no issue with it. You know, if our military is over there, there's potential of war, right? That could come of this. So we can see what happens. But I like the dominance that Trump is showing with this. I think it's a
solution. I love the dominance that Trump is showing with this, because we've had nothing but puppets and pushovers.
Yes.
And in a combination of the two for fucking as long as I can remember, probably my entire life. You know, I know that I was born during Reagan, and Reagan had balls until they shot him, and then, or shot at him. And he was like, okay, I'll play along now. Mm-hmm. You know, but what really gets my dick hard about this entire situation is the fact that other world leaders are watching what's going on, and that Trump is like, hey, we're not going to put up with this fucking bullying of America anymore. Like, we are not your sugar daddy. This isn't fucking happening anymore. You're not going to be posting pictures on your OnlyFans like while you're getting your rocks off, and we're just forking you fucking money over here. This isn't happening any fucking more. And that's what I love. And the whole world is looking and seeing this now. Mm-hmm. Who's not seeing this? And it just baffles me that these people are so indoctrinated by the mainstream legacy media still to this day, that they're outside protesting against the fact that we're shutting down these departments that are stealing money out of their pockets to put on transgender plays in a fucking country that they've never even visited.
This USAID shit is absolutely bananas, but the satisfaction I'm getting out of this is seeing Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, shitting her pants out in public. Maxine Waters shitting her pants out in public. I don't know if you happen to see the bald gentleman that was standing in front of the door at the Department of Education. All of the libs are trying to get in there. They were not letting them in. you don't panic like that unless you got a little something to hide. Everybody's acting a little shaky, but the money that's going to where it was going, our taxpayer dollars, it's fucking bananas. It's bananas where this is going. For anybody to be mad about what's going on with the Doge situation and squaring this away, I'll never get it. But I think people are so manipulated by mainstream media, like you said, the legacy media. I think it's people are just so far gone, and they've been, it's been so drilled into their head that Orange Man bad, and anything that this side and this administration does is just pure evil. But it's so crazy to see them not get it. Like, it, this is benefiting everybody, not just one side.
Julie, it reminds me of Stockholm syndrome, and it might as well be. It might as well be Stockholm syndrome, you know? I mean, where do we go from here? Because one of your videos is showing an extreme, extreme place that these people are willing to go with their cute winter boots. You want to speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, so it's like, it's comical, but we shouldn't laugh at the same time because we see the mental stability of one side of the aisle. So, you know, we get a lot of information, or people get a lot of information from social media. So the platform that I'm mostly on is TikTok, and I have such a love-hate relationship with that due to censorship. But something that recently had come up after Inauguration Day was the trend of cute winter boots. So a bunch of morons that lean left, the woke crowd, the younger kiddos, started a trend where they're using code words to talk about acquiring weapons, firearms, ammunition, leading protest, and to try to kill straight white men, Republicans, and Daddy T, and other politicians, and coming for the right. So they had thought they were starting this huge movement. Now, you know, days later, fast forward, it trickled out into, you know, maybe groups of 100 or less people protesting, holding signs, not doing what they were claiming they were going to do. But they are just so far gone that they were literally trying to start a movement via social media to kill people and attack people for existing. And it's crazy.
Were they successful? Did anybody actually die over this movement?
No, nothing came of it. So what turned into, you know, that's the thing with social media, is there's a lot of lemmings, right? And everybody's a big fucking tough guy behind a screen. You know, I can say a lot of shit, but I'll say it to your face too. But there's a lot of people that behind a screen, they'll mouth off. One person will make a video about it, and it starts a trend. It becomes a trend. So, you know, what's ironic is you have the side that wanted to ban firearms and weapons that are now illegally trying to acquire firearms and weapons, which was cute. They're trying to find guns, this and that, and they're trying to go after people. But at the end of it all, their initial riot, if you will, was supposed to be January 29th. No, nothing came of it. No injuries, no casualties. It was just a bunch of disgruntled kiddos marching around with signs crying like usual.
Humanity is drunk. What the fuck is going on? They poison in the mind so we can't see right from wrong. We can't define a woman, and now women have dongs. They strip away our rights, and these people cheer them on. This is modern warfare, a kind we've never seen. It's a war against man taking place upon a screen. It's a war to imprison you and take away your soul. Corrupt all men, but we say, fuck no! Had enough of the lies, had enough of deceit. Went to red pill threats and take this fight to the street. Same vibe, it wasn't just about shirts, it was a fight to survive. No more silence, hell no, no more playing it safe. If we don't speak up right now, then who's gonna speak in our place? They want a one world order, wanna spit in their face. Cause I'm not a little bitch and I'll never be the slave. So we speak in designs and we speak with our threads. Not afraid to speak our minds, took some pills, yeah they read. Had enough of the lies, had enough of deceit. Went to red pill threats to take this fight to the street. Draw the lines from the depths. Stand down.
thought us crazy, but we weren't wrong. We stay standing ground when the sheep go along. Truth in every stitch, a message you can feel. RedPillThreads.com. Go grab it for a deal. Silence is compliance. Promo code RABBIT. Trust in God, not in science. Make your voice heard. Stand and join the fight. RedPillThreads.com. Stand up for what is right. RedPillThreads.com. Silence is compliance. Promo code RABBIT. Trust in God, not in science. Make your voice heard. Stand and join the fight. RedPillThreads.com. Stand up for what is right.
Yeah, so I saw one of my normie Facebook friends posted something and was like, what is all this about cute winter boots being hateful all of a sudden? So I was like, damn, this is actually getting to normies too. So I said, been wearing cute winter boots since I was a little kid. You people that cry if you are misgendered starting this better think twice. Your so-called enemies know what we're doing.
Yeah, and that's what the video that you're referencing that I was talking about, that was the point I made. It's like you have these people starting this movement from the side of people that they will literally fucking go in the fetal position if you misgender them, but they're going to start a revolution. It's just, it's hilarious. But it did spread, and that's, you know, because of social media, the word of that got out. It's crazy, but I'll talk.
Right.
And so
I looked into this a little bit, and I found a somewhat reputable left-leaning person who had a video that I had seen about this. And it was like, so if, you know, you're new to wearing boots, you know, these are the brands that I like, and these are the most accessible types. And, you know, a lot of people think that it's impossible to get winter boots, but it's more easy to get winter boots now than ever. And it's just so funny to me that these are the same fucking people that want to get rid of these things, these winter boots, you know, and every time that there's a stomp out in the schoolyard, they're saying that they want to take all our shoes away. And now they're acting as if they know how to use these fucking things. And obviously they don't know how to use these things, or else Big Daddy T wouldn't be in office.
No, absolutely. That's that whole fucking thing that was set up by the government for sure. No, that's the thing. Like, they think, if they truly think, because the people they were going to attack, you know, cis white men, as they call it, straight white men. I feel bad for y'all, because like, they've been coming for you for years. And Republicans, you have these people like down the South that have been like shooting guns since they could, you know, stand, kind of thing. So the fact that they thought that they had any chance whatsoever to come after people, they can't operate a firearm. A lot of them can't even afford them. I don't think a lot of people realize how expensive everything gets and all that. It's crazy. But what's ironic, though, they all, you know, they wanted guns banned, and then they wanted the weapons for that situation. And it's the same thing as the girls when Trump, you know, won the election, how they were going to have a sex protest or a no sex protest. So it's like, okay, so just from Trump becoming president, we've solved the abortion issue, and we've solved like the banning guns issue. So thanks, Trump. Appreciate that. You guys are doing what we were trying to get you to do. It's crazy.
Yes. And then we got the people that were threatening to leave also. And it's like, oh, you guys are just going to leave? Fuck. Bye. Yes.
Like, nobody left. Plot twist.
Nobody left, you know, and I forget who it was that I follow. Maybe it was Ian Smith Not sure, but somebody had posted something and it was so fucking dead on. And it was like, so let me get this straight. It's you guys are burning the American flag and protesting because you can't stay in America. So you're burning the flag while waving the flag of the country that you refuse to be deported to. Make it make sense. Make it fucking make sense.
It like, if you're going to do that, instead of waving a fucking a Mexican flag, you're crying about not going back there. The shit that's going on in LA. Shouldn't you be like, yeah, America, America. Like it, there's nothing that makes sense of it. It's like, okay, yeah. Viva Mexico. Go see ya. Bye. Get the fuck out. That's what we're trying to do. It's insane. So,
Elon Musk, Donald Trump himself, RFK Jr., you got Tulsi Gabbard. All of them used to be Democrats.
Yes.
Now, why in the fuck do you think that these that prominent Democrats, mind you, and I myself, as a kid, I had no idea what the fuck anything was. So I guess I was just Democrat by default because that's what my parents were.
Yeah.
You know, but they're not the same Democrats of the generation of JFK. It's just not the same party. It's been infiltrated and you guys have been MK Ultra mind fucked to the fullest because they just doubled their platform to now be broadcasted. You know, you cast a spell. So they're broadcasting this spell into everybody's fucking house so that you're mindlessly going along with something that you think is good. And at what point do you have to like, because I know people that I think they're smart. You know, like as an individual, I can actually have conversations that it seems to be intelligent, but yet when it comes to this kind of shit, they're fucking dumber than a box of rocks on a 2-foot rope. And I don't understand it. Like the mental gymnastics that these fucking people have to do. Are you familiar with the term cognitive dissonance?
Yes. Yes.
Is that what these people fucking suffer from?
I would say Joe Biden had some cognitive dissonance. I would say that we have a lot of people that you could have incredibly book smart, intelligent, well-rounded people, but on a social standpoint, it's gone. Or like the social awareness thing, it's like, it's just not there. And I'm not saying I'm better than everybody, but, or anybody for that matter, but to not at this point in time, see how fucking ass backwards all that is. I'll never understand it. And it is a lot of people that they're, you know, they're very well-rounded, well-versed, have degrees, this and that, but it's just that socially inept situation. I think there's a lot of pride. I think there's a lot of ego. I think people have realized they're wrong. And they're never going to tell you that. People, you know, people I know, a lot of pride and ego in the way. And it's manipulation. I think this is one giant fucking psyop for the last like 20 years or so. Or what was it? There was supposed to be a 14-year plan with like starting with Obama and ending with Hillary or whatever, with the whole Democratic Party. It's just a psychological operation, in my opinion, because it's just, it's past the point of not understanding or hearing something out. It's like wired into people's heads. Like they're just cooked, you know?
I know. And it's so frustrating too, because there's gotta be a point where you're like, you can't be this fucking stupid. So you must be evil. Like, so if you're all for these things, then you fucking evil. If you're for pedophilia, then to me, you're a pedophile. Right. Mm. And so if I can't wrap my head around how they can wrap their head around their virtue, it just, and I didn't mean to make this show just a fucking left bashing show or an NPC bashing show, but it's so fucking frustrating to me to not be able to go out in public or, you know, like I made the fucking mistake of starting a Tinder like a week ago. And holy shit, that was the biggest mistake of my fucking life because I don't want anything to do with these. They're not people to me anymore. It's fucked.
That's why I give a lot of credit to anybody that's in a marriage or a relationship with somebody that's of opposite beliefs. Like, obviously, like with adults, it can work out. But like nowadays, belief system, like, I don't know how it's so far gone, Like, how do you even have a conductive conversation with, you know what I mean, with somebody at that point? Like, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't want to. I'd go
insane. So there's somebody that comes on a friend of mine's show often, and he is a very intelligent liberal, and he will sit there and argue a lot of things and make good arguments. But at the end of the day, you're like, but bro, you're completely fucking putting up a brick wall to all these other things. So in a sense, either your ego is so fucking important to you that you will never, ever admit that you're wrong until your last, like not even during your last breath, because your ego is that fucking important to you, or you're condoning this fucking evil, or and both actually. Because at this point, it's so blatantly in your face that they didn't even care. I mean, it wasn't even, it's not been that long since we had Lil Nas X fucking Satan on MTV and then selling Nikes that had actual blood in them. Yes. How much more blatant do you have to be?
You know, the problem is too, is everybody's attention span is absolutely cooked now. You know, I think with technology and media, people forget shit so much faster. Like, they just move past it. Because I forgot about the Lil Nas X thing. But yeah, there was like blood in the Nike sneaker. And there's so much like symbolism and everything out there. But I think people see things, they might get mad, they might think about it. But then the attention spans, I think it's just like there and gone for a lot of people. I really do.
Julie, what is your favorite fucking conspiracy?
I really like, I'm very into the 9/11 one. I love that a lot. I think because that was such an eye opener for me with politics, with this country, with corruption. It's near and dear to my heart because I remember being in eighth grade when that fucking happened. And it's like 8:30 in the morning that it all went down and being scared shitless. But growing up as time went on, learning more and more about it. Learning that jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams, learning that billions of dollars went missing from the Pentagon, everything. Like, it was just really eye-opening for me. So I'm that one's near and dear to me. Big fan.
Well, that's awesome. Then I would like to extend an invite to you, because annually on 9/11, I like to do a show and I will deep dive into a different aspect of 9/11, because that day is a conspiracy theorist's wet dream. There are so many aspects of that day that happened. And in 2025, this year, we are going to dive into the occult ritual that took place during 9/11 and what became of that ritual and because of that ritual. So that's what we're going to be diving into this year on 9/11. If you would like to partake in that.
Yeah, absolutely. I would. Absolutely.
Hells yes. So what was, and I started to get to this in the beginning and then we got sidetracked as ADHD motherfuckers like to do, but what was the first thing that made you say, I don't give a fuck, I'm speaking out? And like, what was your first video about?
Okay. So with me, with social media, it was a very happy accident, stressful situation. In 2020, when we're all in lockdown, I downloaded TikTok and wasn't really big in social media. And then would watch some other videos, saw people talking about politics, was very into, you know, the conspiracy aspect of things and what was going on and everything with Fauci. And one day I decided to post a video online, and I can't even remember what it was about at this point because that account has since been banned. And it just took off and people wanted to hear what I had to say, and I kept going with it. So in the beginning, I would imagine it was a lot to do with Fauci, COVID, but this was also a time of TikTok that you got so incredibly censored. I had my first account that got banned after thousands and thousands of followers. I'm on my second one now, with about 50K, but it was so crazy and censored for code words. I couldn't say the word vaccine. I had to say jab or poke. So that alone, the censorship, because I'm a petty bitch from Boston, like, okay, you want to fuck with me? I'm going to fuck with you. I kept going with it, really dug, really did my research on a lot of things. People wanted to hear what I had to say, and I just kept running with it. You know, if you're somebody that posts content, I hate to call myself a content creator, but that's, I guess, what I'm doing. You're going to get scrutiny from a lot of people. And for years, one side of the aisle would never get in trouble for what they'd say, and then my side of the aisle would. The tears, the whining fueled me to be a bigger Big Mouth, and it really took off. I had the opportunity to work as media at a CPAC, from being discovered from a media company up in New England. So I really, really got into it, but it really all started from just opening up that app in 2020 and being pissed off that I was being silenced and wanting to learn more. And yeah, like I had mentioned with COVID, that really like kicked it into high gear for me, saying what the fuck is actually happening right now. And I wanted to get info out there because there's so many people that didn't know things and they would learn. And I think a lot of us get our news from social media now. Why do you think they wanted to ban it, you know?
Yeah. And I think that it's awesome, the profession that you chose to do, because working in a salon, you're actually on the battlefield. No. You know what I mean? And so you're getting all walks of life walking through your doors, I'm sure. And that is a great opportunity to not only drop seeds and red pills, but also to get the pulse of what the general public is saying, because, you know, our algorithms are going to feed us certain algorithms once they get to know what we like and what we want. And so that pulse gets a little further away from what's really happening in our neighborhoods and outside. And then obviously the legacy media is going to show us whatever George Soros is paying them to show us, and or Pfizer, you know, who, take your pick, BlackRock. And so you're kind of able to get like these people's where all of their information is coming from, kind of walk into your door. And we kind of touched on this earlier, and as nerve-wracking as it is, are you able to take this as an opportunity to drop a little bit of red pills? And I'm sure you do. And have you seen anybody transition? We don't like that word over here, but you know,
change.
Yes, and change their viewpoints from what they once were.
Yo, yo, conspiracy junkies, you like garlic? Then get ready for the flavor explosion. That's Flavors of the Forest.
Let's go.
Chef Nelson's in the kitchen, got the garlic on lock. Freeze-dried magic, watch some red pills drop. From a campfire chat to a taste so real. Bigfoot breath, nah, it's the real deal. No more fake powders, just raw garlic dust. Sprinkle it on pizza, it's a flavor you can trust. They went wild for it, said put it in a jar. Now it's Flavors of the Forest. We're going hard. Flavorsforest.com, you know we bring the fire. So fresh, other brands should retire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. You better grab it, don't you miss it, gotta have it. FlavorsForest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste buds alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. Matt and Nelson, they started with a dream. Flavor so fresh, call it Garlic Dream Team. From the restaurant kitchen to your backyard grill. Flavors of the forest, even with your pill. Wood-fired pizza, eggs at the dawn. This garlic's got your back, you know you're not wrong. Get the jar, pop the top, and taste the seed. Raw garlic dust is the best you've ever seen. FlavorsForest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands should retire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. You gotta have it. FlavorsForest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste buds alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. From a campfire joke to a garlic revolution, Flavors of the Forest is the perfect solution. Bigfoot breath, that flavor we serve. This raw garlic magic is my motherfucking word. So grab your jar, order yours right now. Flavors of the Forest, make the mother chefs bow. Garlic that's raw and it's all for you. 25% off code RABBIT, that's the move. FlavorsForest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands call me sire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Gotta have it. FlavorsForest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. Flavors of the Forest, it's not just garlic.
It's a flavor journey, you're gonna love it. Promo code RABBIT, get yours now. Flavors of the forest make your taste buds wow. Flavorforest.com, winter flavor is no conspiracy.
Just yes. From sitting in your chair.
Yeah, so what's really good is, so in the beginning of it all, not to be long-winded, but when my salon had first opened back up with COVID, there was a lot of restrictions in place. You know, I did lose a few clients because people would have the audacity to be like, oh, which vaccine did you get? Which one did you get, Moderna, Pfizer? So I tried to beat around the bush initially about it, but then I finally got to a point where I'm like, okay, no, fuck this. No, I didn't get a vaccine. So lost people through that. I'm very, very fortunate and blessed that I work for a boss and it's just him and I who has the same exact mindset as I do. So we're in this together. So he'll do it to his clients and I do it to mine. But little by little, we'll throw little knowledge bombs in there. And as time has gone on post-COVID life, and I think people are waking up more, it's very interesting to see how the mindset went during COVID into after, from things in regards to Fauci, things in regards to vaccine. Able to kind of like play devil's advocate with people in regards to Trump. I think a lot of people assume I'm a liberal because of my outward appearance, so they find it very comfortable to go full, you know, Trump derangement syndrome on me. So just throw little bits and pieces out there. But I do enjoy hearing the mindset and what these people are thinking and where they're at. It's crazy. I actually have a lot of clients that have suffered vaccine injuries from the COVID vaccine that we've watched progress. One of my boss's clients just died last month because of that. So in the last 4 years, especially, it's been very interesting to see where people started with all this and where they're at. So I do my best to throw little bits and pieces out there. And I think there's a lot more people that were closet Trump people that are able to come out now. You know, where it is a business, I do try to be careful about what I say sometimes, but I like making people think, and you can see the gears going in their heads sometimes. You never know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I work with people that are on both sides of the spectrum. And then I also work with younger people that still don't think that it matters. And they'll just go along with whatever the main narrative is so that they're not, you know, kicked off to the island of misfit toys, which is where I've lived my whole life. So I don't give a fuck. I don't care if people like me or not. So I go into everything unapologetically who I am, and I don't have a lot of friends because of it. It's hard for me to live in the normal day world. You know, I had my friend Julia on one time and she kind of broke it down perfectly. And she was like, I can't even go through the drive-through because they'll be like, would you like to donate your change to help the starving kids in Africa? And she's like, why? So you motherfuckers can funnel it through a child sex trafficking business, you fucking cunt. And I'm like, yes, that's exactly how my fucking mind works. You know, I went off on somebody for wearing a mask in GameStop not that long ago. And being in the position that you're in, I mean, you can refuse service to people, obviously, but you also don't want to hurt your pockets. Like, how the fuck are you able to cope with these? I say this word a lot, but how do you do it?
It's tough. I mean, so like I mentioned, it's my boss and I that work there and it's his salon. I work under him. I love that man out of respect for him and his business. And also, you know, keeping my lights on and feeding my son. I say what I can that I'm not going to cause an uproar, that I can throw things at people. I did have one client one time, maybe 2022, who, you know, had the balls to be like, oh, are you vaccinated? Are you vaccinated? And, you know, none of her business. But finally, I was like, no, I'm not. She's like, well, you need to put a mask on to do my hair. I was like, I'm not putting a fucking mask on. I'm not doing that. You're not going to come into my place of business and tell me what I have to do. I don't have to take care of you. She left months later. She comes back to me. She loves me again. But I'm not, I will never put another fucking mask on my face again for the rest of my life. I will never do that shit. You know, so it's a fine line because of my boss's business. And I love him so much that, you know, I have to do what I can for him, but he's the same as us, you know, he has the same exact mindset. So he gets it. So it's really tough with a business where, you know, we're depending on the public to come in. With my industry, it's tricky because, you know, the public coming in, we need their business. I need their business to keep my rent paid. But I am also not too proud to be able to throw little knowledge bombs, little devil's advocate at you. It takes a lot. It takes a lot. This is why I smoke weed at the end of the day. Cause just
yeah.
Otherwise I would go fucking insane. So.
Yes. Hell yeah. And shout out to Rove. You can get that at any major outlets, dispensaries across the country. And I'm also affiliated with a new edible company.
Do I have one right here?
Oh man, I don't have one right here, but it is Happy Face Edibles. And I'll be announcing that in the next episode or two, more details on that to come. But Julie, I fucking love everything that you're doing so far. Where do you see this going now that Trump is taking over? I see there like a lot of holes that are going to be open when legacy media is taken down. And I feel like people like you and I already kind of have a foot in the door of where people can go. So have you been given any thought to maybe taking this further?
In regards to with what I do with social and everything like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I haven't done work with them in a little bit, but there's a local broadcast or media company, I should say, Right American Media, that I had done a little bit of work with. I do, now that I think the censorship piece of social media, I'd like to like branch out a little bit. Just do my best to like drop knowledge and keep people informed. That's always been something I want to do, is like educate people. And the fact of not being silenced so much, it's a little bit easier now. And I do think that people are turning to people that they trust on socials and stuff like that, for their information. So, you know, I've had my bits and pieces where I've been like, oh, fuck this, I can't do this, I'm being silenced, this and that. And then I'm like, no, I can't let people win. So I'm going to keep being a big mouth, keep yapping, keep learning, keep getting the word out there, but it's hard to shut me up. So I plan on keeping going as far as I can with this.
Well, I hope you keep going. And why don't you tell the good people of White Rabbit where they can go and find all of the great work that you're doing?
Well, thank you. So on social media, on TikTok and Instagram, it is at the Pretty Patriot _ on both. Working on getting a YouTube. I'm trying to get myself across all platforms to just get the word out there in case TikTok goes down again. That's my biggest one. But you can see a majority of what I do on TikTok and Instagram at the Pretty Patriot _.
That is awesome. And for all you lazy people, go ahead and just scroll down right now. And I should have those live linked for you. It's going to say everything, the Pretty Patriot. And when her name is the Pretty Patriot, it's actually true. So if you guys are only listening to this, you're doing yourselves a disjustice, because I have one of the prettiest faces that's ever been on White Rabbit. And also she is smart. So it's like a double fucking whammy. And you know, it's season 5, everybody, and we are not going to stop. We're going to keep cooking with fucking gas. And as the world unfolds and burns in front of our eyes, I'm going to be here to report it. Whether or not Trump is the Antichrist or the second coming of Christ, I am here to report on it. And we are going to end this the way that we always do, and that is keep digging down those rabbit holes.
Set your mind free, don't accept what's in the sheep. Shadow King, flat earth or not, there's a bigger play. White Rabbit Podcast.